Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to you by Drs. Dawn and Ryan Willey and Springfield Family Chiropractic. And now the news.
Welcome to your Health News Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Whitney. Here's a story that will give you a slight lift. If you lift weights for toning and slimming, experts say that you should combine challenging weights and fewer repetitions. Studies found that people who lifted weights fewer times burned more energy and had a greater metabolic boost later. Apparently, not only do bulky muscles require heavy calorie consumption, but lifting more challenging weights does as well. A study that followed 122 women for 6 years found that the women who did heavy resistance exercises 3 times a week lost the most weight and body fat and didn't have to worry about bulking up. Bottom line, want to lose more fat and get more toned up without bulking up? Try fewer reps and more challenging weights. There's nothing fishy about this next story. Research indicates that the omega-3s in fish reduce congestive heart failure, CHF, better than statin-type drugs. The study found that men who averaged 1 serving of fatty fish a week and had a correspondingly moderate intake of omega-3s saw a significant risk reduction of heart attacks. What was really interesting was the studies also revealed that more was not necessarily better. Those who tried to consume fish more frequently or took more omega-3s not only saw no further improvement, but actually saw the benefits of eating fish and taking the supplements almost totally disappear. In other words, too much consumption of fish and omega-3s left the participants with the same risk factors of those who ate no fish. Overall, a diet high in fish and omega-3s offer great benefit and reduced risk of heart disease, but like everything else, balance is key. When I come back, you know about patients' rights, but does your doctor listen to you when you think you're right? And a story on food and your mood that women with depression will want to hear.
Permanent health problems often result from simply treating symptoms without taking the time to address the underlying cause of the problem. That's why we so strongly recommend regular spine and nervous system evaluations, not just when symptoms develop. It's easier to maintain good health than it is to restore it once it's gone. Chiropractic is a safe and effective way to recover and maintain your health. If you want your family to be their healthiest, call Drs. Dawn and Ryan Willey at 609-265-7727. Now back to the news.
It's a good idea to follow your doctor's advice. But sometimes a doctor should pay more attention to what you're telling them, especially if that doctor is recommending medication. Patients need to be aware that doctors and nurses don't always properly evaluate how certain drugs affect patients and often downgrade their reports, especially when those reports are about poor drug reactions. Dr. Ethan Bosch, an oncologist in New York, states that doctors, researchers, drug makers, and regulators should pay more attention to what their patients are telling them. He cites that the information they report could help guide treatment, research, and assist in the discovery of safety problems. He says that some doctors compare patients' reactions and downgrade the effect of medication on the patient. He suggests that it would be useful if reports of symptoms were recorded while a drug is still being tested. Bottom line is that if they would only listen to what the patients tell them when evaluating the safety of most drugs, many of these so-called wonder drugs would never make it to market. The saying is true, you are what you eat. And if you suffer from depression, you'll want to pay attention to our next story. 2 studies have linked diets high in processed foods, omega-6 fats, and the so-called modern diet of fruits and salads, plus fish, tofu, beans, nuts, and yogurt to depression in women. Women who eat a Western diet dominated by processed meats, pizza, chips, hamburgers, white bread, and sugars are 52% more likely to develop depression and 76% more likely to develop anxiety. Researchers from the University of Melbourne conducted the study and, based on three diet groups, traditional, Western, and modern, determined that a diet dominated by vegetables, fruit, beef, lamb, fish, and whole grains was linked to better overall health. The risk of depression was 29% higher in women who consumed the modern diet dominated by fruits, salads, fish, tofu, nuts, and yogurt. Grass-fed beef, anyone? And lastly, as always, we want to leave you with one more amazing fact about the miracle that is you. There are as many hairs per square inch on your body as a chimpanzee. Humans are not quite the naked apes that we're made out to be. We have lots of hair, but on most of us, it's not as obvious, as a majority of the hairs are too fine or light to be seen. And that's the Health News Podcast for today. I'm your host, Sarah Whitney, and I look forward to joining you next time when I'll be bringing you all the health news you'll need to take charge of your life.
Today's health news was brought to you by Drs. Dawn and Ryan Willey. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.